Oh, deixa eu... Well aware that not all of you have reached the sugya that I'm going to talk about, but I'm not, really not going to talk about a sugya within Cheska Sabbatim, but rather ramifications to Kol HaTorah Kula. The sugya in Baba Basra, Daf Kaf Tes Amud Beis, through Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, deals with the situation of Shkunei Gavai, Shkunei Barai, and it's a very complex sugya with a lot of machlokot rishonim as to the mitzius of the sugya, and within this complex sugya, there is a shita of Rabbeinu Yonah, who points out that in his opinion, the Shkunei Gavai and the Shkunei Barai are areas in which the macha'a could not be heard, be they internal, be they external, the macha'a cannot be heard. And he points out, if you look at the top of the Mara Makomos, Aval im haya imo b'medina b'shnei shanim rishonos, lo haya imo b'medina b'shah hashlishis, eina chazaka, shelo haya zakuk limchos ad sof shalosh, namely, that we have over here a combination. Let's say he was present. He was present in the same Medina as the Machzik for 2.5 years, or even 2 years and 11 months. But during that entire time, there was no need for him to be Mocha. He still had time for a Macha until the end of the third year. However, at that end of the third year, he was Bishkune Gavai or Bishkune Barai. So then he's off the hook. Then we don't consider the Chazaka to be a Chazaka, because for the first 2.5 years, he didn't have to be Mocha. And then the last part, he couldn't be Mocha. The Rabbeinu Yonah, as you well aware, is called Aliyos Rabbeinu Yonah because he likes to summarize the sugyas after he explains them. And so also on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, in the summary, in the Ola V'Yadenu, he repeats the same principle. And after the three dots towards the end of Rabbeinu Yonah, Haya imo begolil v'hechzik shano shenatayim, v'yotza misham v'holach li'Yehuda, eino chazaka. Why? Shelo huzkak limchos v'odenu imo begolil, kevan shelo hechzik adayin gimel shanim. He still had time to be mocha, there was no rush. Ula achar shehaya b'Yehuda, lo huzkak limchot, and then he was in a place where he couldn't be Mocha. This shita of Rabbeinu Yonah is quoted by all the subsequent Chachmei Sfarad that we have in our Kovetz, by the Rashba, and by the Ritva, and by the Ran, and by the Nemukei Yosef. I just brought you, for one example, the Rashba. He points out, Hilkach tzarach levarer shohaya ma'arer imo b'sof shnei chazaka. Hakol holech achar hasof. Why? Just skipping a line, the mitzkila lo haya adayim zokuk limchot. At the beginning, he didn't have to be mocha. The meimar amar adayin yesh li shahut. He still had time. Ubesof hachazak haya beretz merchakim ein asher mitzuyot amokam cheirum ein amachon nishmat l'tikach lo micha. Either he didn't have to or he couldn't. That combination is lo also as a chazaka b'chein kasat mori harav. He quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah. The mechaber of Shulchan Aruch didn't have a kovetz shiurim, and so he only knew this shita through the Nemukei Yosef, and he viewed it as wrong. He said it's wrong. You know, it's not pitam. You know, he had 3 years shimocha. Why did he wait till the last minute? Namely, he put himself in a situation where the onus didn't have to be. However, the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Mem Gimel Sif Aleph, the Ramah quotes it again. Quotes Rabbeinu Yonah via the Nemukei Yosef, that's all they had. V'yei shomrin d'mizei yesh lomot, hakol holech achar sof gimul shanim. Im haya b'tchilas ha-makom shi'yachol limchos, v'holech ha-makom she'en yachol limchos, lo havei chazaka. D'mashe l'amicha b'tchila, yesh l'amar she'samach limchot b'sof, l'ashuv. Ela, shalon izdam en lo. So we have again this combination. He could have, but he didn't have to, and then he couldn't. The Nesivus Alatar over there in the Shulchan Aruch has an arichus where he explains that this is a machlokes within the world of Cheskas Gimel Shanim. What do we look at? Do we look at the entire period of time? Do we look at only the very, very end? And has no ramifications beyond Cheskas Gimel Shane. Either you accept Rabbeinu Yonah or reject it. Perhaps, since we've already seen that there are different reasons of how Cheskas Gimel Shanim works, it could be totally on these reasons, that if it's an issue of Lo Mizdar Inish Bishtare, so then we'll say, you know, it's you could have at any time simply been Moche, and then he would have held on to Ishtar. But if it's we're dealing with that the Shtika of 3 years, the passive Shtika, is a Raglayim Ladavar, so we don't have 3 years of Shtika at the end. He wasn't able to be Mocha. So we don't have the Raya, which is needed in order to create the Cheskas Gimel Shani. Anyway, that the Nesivus doesn't say that exactly. He just says it's a local issue. However, the Ktsos points out that we have over here ramifications, that this Rabbeinu Yonah, or this Nemuke Yosef that he quotes, that we have parallelisms. Namely, we have over here a principle that applies b'chol haTorah kula. How do we view what we'll call currently, what the Achronim speak about, is an ones b'yom achara? How do we view an ones that could have been prevented? Is it still an ones? And again, he sends us to Nemuke Yosef in Baba Kama, which is much more well known than the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah in Shkune Gavoy. What's the sugya over there in Baba Kama? So you're aware that there's a Mishnah on Dafka Baba Mad Aleph in Baba Kama that speaks about Adam Muad Ga'olam, Bein Shogeg, Bein Mezik. Comes along with the Gemara and says that's only in terms of Tashlumei Nezek. But when it comes to Arba Dvarim, Tzar, Ripui, Sheves, and Boshes, over there you're only Chayev B'Mezid, you're not Chayev B'Shogeg. Comes along Rabba on Dafka Baba Mad Beis, and he gives examples. And he points out what I brought you on the page. Amar Rabba, Hoya Heaven Munachas Lo B'Cheiko V'Lo Hikirba V'Amad V'Nofba Linyan Azikin Chayev Adam Muad La'Olam Bein Shogeg Bein Mezid Linyan Arba Dvarim Pater. He wasn't aware that it was there. This is Ones and his Pater. Then Rabba continues. What if Hikirba? He knew the Evan was on his lap, and then in the course of time Shachacha, and then Amad V'Nofla, Linyan Nezikin Chayav, Linyan Daladvarim Patur. Namely, that we apply the same principle as before, that we over here, putting it in his chayk when he's aware of it, that's not an act which is pshia, that's perfectly fine, he's aware. And then when he gets up, he's already forgotten, so he goes back to being a shogeg. So on Nezek, he's Chayav, and because Nezek is Chayev in a case of Shechecha, and on Daladvarim, he's Patur. Okay. Earlier in Baba Kama, on Daf Kaf Beis, there's a famous machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, whether Isho Mishum Chitzav or Isho Mishum Mamono. And the Gemara says in Nafkamina is Arba Dvarim, that if we say Isho Mishum Chitzav, we view Eish as a subcategory of Adam Hamazik. And so you're chayev as Adam HaMazik, not only Nezek, but also Tzar, Ripui, Sheves, and Boshes, if that were to be a result of the fire. Why would we say Isho Mishum Chitzav? So the Nemuke Yosef quotes a Ramah, where the Ramah explains Rav Yochanan that putting the Gachelet in a place where it's not Shamur, that itself is Pshia, and therefore all that results from it is considered to be a hemshech of that Shia, and your chayev arba dvarim. That putting it in that place is considered to be adam hamazik. You're being poshea by putting a gachelas in a place where the fire could spread, and then whatever continues is considered to be a hemshech of adam hamazik. So now the Ramah, again, now moving to the Nemuke Yosef, that Ramah wants to distinguish between the sugya on Daf Kaf Beis and Rabba on Daf Kaf Avamid Beis. Why do we say that when you put the gachelet in a place where it's not shamur, and then later on, it's the fires go, the onus that you're chayev, but if you put a rock on your lap and then you forget about it, then you're potter from Arba Dvarim? So he says the difference is, what's the act of putting it down? When you put it in the field in a place which is not shamur from a ruach mitzuya, that's pshia. But putting something in your lap is not pshia. And then when you forget about it, that's onus. That we know that forgetting is onus, that we have a category in the world of Nedarim of Nidrei Onsim. What's Nidrei Onsim? I made a neder that strawberries are osur on me, and then I forgot that I made the neder and I eat strawberries, that I'm patur from, I wasn't over, there's no Bal Yochel Devaro when I forget. So when I put it down, it was a neutral act. There was no pshia. And when the nezek occurred, it occurred due to shichacha. That's also onus. Adkan the Rama comes along the Mukha Yosef in the middle of that section, right after the three dots. Uleperush harama hazal nearly barur. The mishelo hispalel ba'ot sheyesh lo zman lehispalel. Ibnei shesavur shadayin yishar lo zman achar sheyigmar oto esek shumis asek bo. Ubenkach ubenkach avr lo hasha'a, eino nikra mezid uposhea, ela harehu bichlal ta v'lo hispalel, shem hispalel shnayim l'tashlumen. That the based on this Ramah, that if you do a neutral act, and after that neutral act comes about an onus, that's still considered to be an onus. And therefore, even though you know it's time to daven, waiting is a neutral act. You have time. You don't have to daven exactly at Nates, you don't have to daven at Mincha Gedolah. You have time to daven until Shkia. So you wait, and then it turns out that you're stuck and you can't daven. So then you're allowed to daven Tashlumen. Similarly, the Nebuke Yosef then continues. This is again his understanding of the Rama. V'chein, mishin ischayev l'chavero b'shvua, sheiten lo ma'os yom ploni, v'niskar ba'od hayom gadol. I tell you, I'm going to pay you back if you, I make a shvua that I'm going to give you on Friday $100. And Friday morning, I remember my shvua, but I said, I began to prepare for Shabbos v'shochach ad sh'avar hayom. So then I'm potter on my neder, potter on my shvua, shahareze ka'onus. The moment I forgot, that already turns it into an onus. Let's stop at this point. We'll see the rest of the Nukah Yosef later. Namely, that according to the Ksos's understanding, this Nukah Yosef is built on our Rabbeinu Yonah. That if I have time to do something and I don't do it, and then it turns into a case where I can't do it, I view that onus biyom acharon as an onus with the ramifications that we've seen. And it's just like hiniach even. Al-Cheiko, the idea. But then Shachach, we're potter from Arba Dvarim, because the Shichacha is an onus. So also in the case of Nishba, even though I remember, since I don't have to pay until the last moment, and then at the last moment I'm onus, I'm potter from my Shvua. And so also, even if I know that I have time to, that I should be davening, but I have time, and at the end of the time I'm onus, that's not considered to be Pshia, and I can daven Tashlum. Okay, just as we saw that our Rabbeinu Yonah was rejected by the Beis Yosef, not everyone accepts Rabbeinu Yonah in the world of Chazaka, so it's also not Pashut in these other areas as well as to what is the halacha. If one looks in Hilchos Nedarim, in Yoredeya, Simon Reish Lamed Beis, we have a Ramah. The Ramah says the exact case of the Nemuke Yosef. Misha nishba nodar lasos dover toch shano biyom ploni. Yeshlo lasos o miyaro bishachris kishigia oso hayom. Shema yishkach akarkach v'lo yasenu. Certainly, he should be a good Boy Scout and be prepared and go ahead and preempt any problems by taking care of his neder or his shvua mi ba'od yom. However, im lo asahu miyad, ki amar adayin yesh li pnai la'asoso v'shachach onen asacharkach lo asahu, our case, yesh omrim demikri onus. He quotes the Ran, Perakei Tzedek Regel, of course, the Ran is Nemuke Yosef, right? That's our Nemuke Yosef. V'yesh omrim delo mikri onus, chidushei ha'aguda v'perek misha ochazo. It comes along the Gra and points out, ayein ma shekosafti ba'orachayim siman kafchet, that we'll see in terms of Tashlumin. We know that's coming up because the same Nemuke Yosef. And he also says, Vayein Taz. Why would the Gra over here send us to the Taz? Because you can't understand the Aguda without seeing the Taz. Most people don't have an Aguda. But the Taz quotes the Aguda verbatim from Gittin and Simon Kuf Lamed Beis, if I'm not mistaken. That the Aguda over there says as follows: Yolav kami mashemevi hasam bedaf ayin dalid barishona hayanitman hakone bayis ba'arechoma Yom Shnei Masar Chodesh, Shelo Yimitzana Mocher, Lasseis Loma Osav, Kadesh Yehalotlo, Kidachsivim Lo Yigalenu, Admiros Shana, Vachule. Namely, that the Torah tells us that if a person owns a home in the Batei Arichoma and he sells the home, he has up to a year to redeem it, to be goel, to pay back the money to the pokeach, and then it returns to him. If he doesn't redeem it within the year, if he's not goel within the year, then it's chalut to the kona. It remains by the kona. And Yovel is not going to help us in this situation. Okay, so what do people do? Someone who bought a bayis batei arechoma, at the end of the 12 months, at the end of the year, he would go into hiding, because then the mocher couldn't find him and wouldn't be able to redeem his field. And once the mocher doesn't redeem his field, so then it belongs to him. So Hillel made a takana. What was the takana of Hillel? Hiskin Hillel hazaken sheizorek hamos lecheder shum yuchad lekach v'shover hadela shel beiso v'nifnas l'sha. In other words, that even though classically a nesina baal korcho, a nesina shalabafanov, would not be considered to be a nesina that would serve as a pidyon, Hillel said, no, in this case it will, in order to be able to enable the mocher to get around the kunsim of the lokeach. The mocher has the money, he's willing to pay it back, the lokeach hides himself, so he doesn't have to find the lokeach, he just puts the money where it should be put, the face in Bezdin, and then he just breaks into his own home and he lives there forever after. From this Gemara, Mize Yolof Balaguda, Shemisha Nodar Lasos Dover Betoch Lamed Yom Venenas Biyom Acharon, the Sof Yom Lamed Yom Lo Kori Ones, Midahutz Rachila Latakin, Hahocha Nenas Biyom Acharon. That Lechora, the Baguda said, we have over here a parallel situation. Why should Hillel have to make a takana? That the mocher should simply go to Bezdin and say, I want to pay back, I want to be goel my land. The lokeach hid himself, I'm onus, and onus rechmana patre, in other words, it should not be chalut in his hands if in a situation where I'm onus. Since we don't say that he can do that, since Hillel had to make a takana, kanere that onus, biyom acharon, is not considered to be an onus. We view this person as a poshea, he should have been poda it before. And so Hillel has to make a takana to save him from his own from that which he himself cooked. Okay, that's what we have over here in the task. Now you understand that there's a lot of reasons that we can say that this is not a riot. The Taz himself rejects it. The Magen Avraham rejects it. What appears to me to be the easiest way of rejecting it is the direction taken by the Ktzos in Choshen Mishpat, in Siman Nunhei, and it's also taken by Rabbi Akiva Eger in his Hagos Torah Chaim in Siman Kuf Ches. They both say the same thing, namely that in a chinami, we have a din of onus. Maybe onus biyom acharon really isn't onus, but what does onus accomplish? Onus patre rachman. Kadosh Baruch Hu patred an individual in a situation of onus, but over here, he has to pay, he has to give out money, he has to be poder. The onus is not going to create a pidyon. Namely, we don't have, the Torah gives a condition. The Torah says that if, you know, this belongs to the lokeach, unless you're poded. Okay, the bottom line is, he wasn't poded. I wasn't poded because of onus. Okay, but onus doesn't create a pidyon. Onus rachmana patri, but it can't create a mitzius. Onus patri rachmana. We don't say that onus chiyave rachmana. This is what we find in the world of Gittin, that we have a din of yesh onus begitin. A person tells his wife that if I don't come by a certain time, that your get is a get. Even the onus, the bottom line, or the other way around. In other words, that this get, let's say, in other words, the situation. Excuse me, the situation where he says that you're megureshet if you give me 200 zuz. If you give me those 200 zuz, you're megureshet, and she's neneset, and she can't get the 200 zuz to him. We don't say she's megureshet. The bottom line is that there was a get al tnai, and the tnai wasn't fulfilled. If you look in the Ktos, that in the case of batei arichoma, mishum dahavi ken megaresh al menashe titni li masayim zuz, ira ones lo yaseh yochal liten lo, afilu hachi kolz ban shelo nosta ina megureshes, ones rachmana chiyevei, we don't say. We only say onus rachmana patre. Hu adinim batei orechoma. In achinami, there's an onus, but the bottom line is that the field wasn't was that the house wasn't nifted. It's a case of onus rechman achive. Hu adin Rabbi Kivager says the same thing on the top of the next page. So what did the Aguda think? The Aguda didn't know these sugyas, but he knew the sugyas. So either he could hold like the Yerushalmi. There's a Yerushalmi in which Rish Lakish says that onus rechman achive. That really onus can create a metzias. It's as though there was an asiya. Or if you don't want to go so far, it's a pretty stretched shita. There is a Reb Chaim in the stencil who deals with this. For those who don't know what the Reb Chaim is, the Reb Chaim Pi Ashmua. In our days, the Reb Chaim came out in typed editions. Aside from that, there was printed Reb Chaim, and then people typed up their notes, and those were called Reb Chaim in the stencil. So in the Reb Chaim in the stencil, it's found in the current printed volume of Reb Chaim on Shas. It's found on Ksuvus on Daf Beis and Beis on the sugi of Yesh Ones Begitin. That Reb Chaim over there points out that it depends lechora. How do we understand this process of batei arichoma? Do we say on one possibility is that when the mocher sells it to the lokeach, then the sale goes through. It now currently belongs to the lokeach. But the mocher has a schut for 12 months to redeem it. He has a schut for 12 months to pay the money, and that will be mafkia, the mechira lemafreya. That's one way of understanding. Or do we say no, that when the lokeach gives the money on the first day, it doesn't yet belong to him. It's only going to belong to him if the mocher doesn't redeem it within 12 months. In other words, that the lack of redemption of the mocher, that's what brings about the chalata. That brings about the sale. And so if we take the first approach, namely that the mechira already took place, but the mocher has the option of redeeming, then we can lechora we can use the svara of the ktsos and Rabbi Kiva Eger to knock off the raya from batei rechoma. In batei rechoma and achinami, there was an onus on the last day, but the bottom line is that the mocher didn't redeem it. He didn't redeem it. The sale was valid. The Torah says, unless you redeem it, the sale is going to be valid. Onus rechmana patri. We don't say onus rechmana chiyave. However, if we take the second approach, namely that the sale is only going to be valid if there were 12 months in which the mocher was not poda, so then, since we have an onus at the end, so we don't have 12 months in which the owner wasn't poda. In other words, that would be and so if Becholzot Hillel had to make his takana, so Kaner E, that Hillel held that onus Yoma Acharon is not considered to be an onus. Okay, in any case, that certainly is a way of understanding. There are ways of building that Batei Arechama should be a good raya or should not be a good raya, etc. Okay, so we have then a machlokes between the Nemuke Yosef, or Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Aguda, as to whether in a situation where an onus was preventable, but someone didn't take advantage of the time in which he could have prevented the onus, is that onus called an onus? That's the shita of Rabbeinu Yonah. Or is it not called an onus that he should have taken care of it beforehand, and it's kiposhea? It's as though he was poshea and he can't use a heter of onus rechmana patre. The Gra, as we pointed out, sends us to the world of tashlumei tefillah. But he writes, Haye ma shekosavti ba'orachayim siman kufpet. Why would he send us to what he wrote? I mean, the Gra generally sends us to a Gemara. Why does the Gra simply send us to the Gemara of tefillas tashlumei? The answer is because there is no Gemara. No Gemara meaning, in the Gemara we only have a very, very broad sweep. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Kavavamed Aleph says, Ta'a yesh lo tashlumin, mezid ein lo tashlumin, period. But it doesn't at all explain what this phrase ta'a comes to include or not include. It doesn't speak about shogeg, we can speak about maybe shichacha being shogeg. It simply says ta'a or mezid. So where does the Gra send us to understand what is ta'a? So if one looks at the Gra in Siman Kufches, he sends us to Nemuka Yosef. He sends us to our Nemuka Yosef. Our Nemuka Yosef is the only Rishon who defines what exactly is Ta'a. I shouldn't say only Rishon. The Rambam uses the language that Ta'a is Tarid, but that doesn't help us very much in terms of understanding Tarid in what. Okay, so now let's go back to the Nemuka Yosef. So we saw the Nemuka Yosef said that just like according to the Ramah, putting a stone on your lap and then forgetting about it is considered to be an ones, so also having time to daven and forgetting about it at the end is also an ones. But then there's a second daya over the Nemuka Yosef that we didn't yet read. Umidu. Nemuka Yosef then continues. Le'inyan tfila yesh lachush yosef. Namely, I still hold to my principle. The principle is that having time and then forgetting, as long as what you did was a neutral act, be it in the world of chazakah, be it in the world of hiniach even, be it in the world of shvua and neder, as long as what you did was mutter, you were allowed to wait, and then at the end you forget, that's considered to be an onus. However, in terms of tefillah yesh lachlush yoser, neish amru chazal lo yeshev adam ifnei hasapar samoch lemincha velo ledin shema yavor. In other words, a chazal were aware of this yetzahara of an individual to try and get in as much as possible before davening. And then it could turn out that in the end, he's not going to be able to daven. So chazal asserted all of those actions that tend to be pulled out and that don't have a very, very clear beginning and middle and an end. So kevan shezeh, eino rashai lomar ani esev lo evor. You can't go against chazal. You can't say, Chazal said for me not to get involved in a suda, but I'm going to get involved and I'm going to remember the daven. As kisha osa hareze kiposhea. Namely, even though the Nemuka Yosef has a rule that ones biyom achron is ones, he says that you see from Chazal, it doesn't apply to tefillah. They took tefillah out of that category. They said in tefillah, don't play this game. Don't play the game of waiting. You should just, you know, words, don't put yourself in situations where you may turn out to be ones in the end. Okay, so we have over here two deos in the Nemuka Yosef. That which the Nemuka Yosef over here views as an exception in the world of tefillah, we find an expansion of that concept in the Yamshel Shlomo. The Yamshel Shlomo is in a sugi we haven't yet seen in Beitza. In Beitza, we know on Daf Tezvav, Tezayim, we have, not that long ago, in Daf Yomi, we have the sugi of Eru V'Tafshilin. And the Gemara over there says basically that everyone has to make his own Eruv Tafshilin. But if a person is Ne'enas or Shachach, then he can be Somech, he can rely on the Eruv Tafshilin of the Gadol Ha'ir. That's what the Gemara points out. In that Gemara, we have, now on the second page of the Makoros, on the second side, in that Gemara, we have a story. Ahus Samya, there was a blind individual, to have a Masader Masnisa Kame Demar Shmuel. We know that people who are blind have exceptional talents to make up for their blindness. So one of them is memory. And so this Samya, he was the Torah Shebaal Peh. He remembered the Torah Shebaal Peh, and he used to help Mar Shmuel in terms of reminding him of what was Torah Shebaal Peh, Masader Masnisa Kame de Mar Shmuel. Chazia, he saw on the first day of Yontif, the Havi Otziv, that he was sad. Amale Amai Atzis, what's wrong? Amale de Losiv Eruv Tafshilin, I forgot to make an Erev Tafshilin, and I'm stuck. Amale Smochadidi. That Torah Shebaal Peh that you remember says that if someone forgets, he can be somach on the Gadol Ha'ir. I'm the Gadol Ha'ir. You can be somach on my Erev Tafshilin. I made an Erev Tafshilin. L'shana Chazia Dahavei Atziv. The following year again, he saw that he was upset. Amar Lei Amai Atzvis. Amar Lei Lo Asiv Erev Tafshilin. I again forgot to make an Erev Tafshilin. Amar Lei Posheyat. Everyone in this town can be somach on my Erev Tafshilin if they forgot, but you can't. That this is not considered to be a shichacha, which is excusable. Comes along the Yamshel Shlomo and learns out from here principles. And he says, Mishim Hachi Hai Samia, Zimna kamaisa havishmul savaru lai mikrehu. Is a tear the gomer lo shay of a lania, a rof tear the shachach lania, have a kmo onus. Avokishiroa shaf bezimna shnia shachach, roa bosha otsel hubidas elokenu, benikra poshea, beshuv englo the smoke al achirim. That only doing a neutral act and then forgetting is considered to be an onus. But if you are atzel, namely that you're aware that there's an issue, and becholzot you let yourself forget, that's already considered to be kiposheya. Klal hadavar, mi sheshachach machmas atzluto, shelo hayacharid bedvar Hashem, bein tzur b'midrabana bein amaretz, ein lo lismoch al acherim shehinicho. Avo mi shayatarud, lo hayachol aniyacho sheshachach machmas ones, namely, that we have over here that a shichacha, which is somewhat, we'll call it internal, there's no contextual framework for it, that's an onus. But if we have a context of this shichacha, namely that this shichacha stemmed from a what he calls atzlanus, namely that the samia had time and he knew that it could be a problem in the future, and yet he didn't use the time, and then he forgot, that's already considered to be pshia, and not considered to be onus. Okay, taking all of these shitos into account, now let's move over to the world of tashlumei tefila. In the world of tashlumei tefila, we pointed out, all we have in the Gemara is the word ta. You can have tefilas tashlumen as long as you were toa, and the opposite of toa in the Gemara is Mazed. So the Torah doesn't even mention anything other than Ta. Comes along the Beis Yosef. He wants to define Ta. So what's his source? Kasav Nemuke Yosef, Ketzad HaRegel. He brings the Nemuke Yosef with the two Deos, and he says, Udvarav HaRishonim Iker. In other words, why say that Tefillah is different than Kol HaTorah Kula? Tefillah is the same as Kol HaTorah Kula. Dovul Ikri Mazed Elikishim Avatel HaTefillah B'Shot Nefesh B'lo Shum Tirda. That simply, if you sit, you know, gazing at your navel as the time of davening is passing by, that is considered to be mevatel tefila b'shat nefesh. But if you made cheshbonos, I still have time, and then you forgot. So just like b'chol haTorah kula, that's considered to be onus b'yom acharon, is considered to be onus hu hadin in the world of tefila, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Kufches Siif Ches. That Mishelo is Palo, but Ochieshlo's man is Palo. Maybe because Savor Shadayin Yisharlo's man Achar Shiyigmar, etc., etc. Yeshlo Tachlumen. Comes along the Mishnah of Rura, and to a certain degree, sort of slaps the second day of the Mukha Yosef in the face. Look at the Mishnah of Rura. Afilu imha Esekumid Advarim Haniskarim Besiman Reishlamed Bezle Isur. Namely, let's say this person really made the Cheshbon. I'm going to go to a Suda. And I'm going to remember, right? But who his real basics that be isur. However, kevan shelo bitel tefila b'shat nefesh. He wasn't just gazing at his navel. He was involved in a suuda, like a savor lispala achar shiigmar esek, and then shachach acharkach. That's considered to be an onus. He could still have tashlum, and that's still considered to be ta. Then we don't say that because Chazal assert certain things that shows us that we have a different standard in the world of tefillah. No, we can use the standard of Kol HaTorah Kula, and the standard of Kol HaTorah Kula, Lechora, is that as long as I didn't have to daven earlier, I could have waited, and I would have had time to wait, and that unfortunately brought about a shichacha, I can still have a world of tashlum. The one who takes this to the extreme is the Aruch HaShulchan, who says exactly the same thing as the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah, but he says it in our case explicitly. Look in the fourth line of the Aruch HaShulchan, towards the end of the line where it says, V'yoser Miza. V'yoser Miza. Afilu Yashav Batel. V'higi Azman HaTfila. V'haya Yachol L'Hispalel. V'nit Atzel. V'amar Od Yesh L'Zman L'Hispalel. V'achakach Nishkach Mimenu. Kitzarach L'Hispalel. Mikrigam kein onas de shichacha have onas, namely that exactly our case. In other words, that which the Yamshel Shlomo says that shichacha out of atzlus, that's not shichacha. That's that 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 that's a Where it's Einoch Chared L'Dvar Hashem, that's Pshia. In the world of Tefillah, the Aruch HaShulchan says, this is our world. Who I did. This is what we can learn out from the world of Chazaka. I didn't have to be Mocha within the 3 years. We learned out from the world of Shvu and Nadarim. I had time to pay him. We learned it out from the world of Hinicha, the Cheiko. I know that the stone is there. And then in all these cases afterwards, you forget, that's considered to be an onus. And then he continues even one step beyond that we haven't yet seen. V'chein kishe yashav lishtot. Someone offers me a l'chaim. B'dimyono shelo yishtaker. I thought, I can down this drink and shake it off. V'nishtaker v'ovar hazman have a onus. Namely, even if I put myself in a situation, everyone knows that sometimes you can shake things off and sometimes you can't shake things off. B'chol zot is called an onus. Kolo shel dovar shelevad mezid gomor. Only that which the Beis Yosef defined as shut benefesh. Where did the Aruch HaShulchan come up with this din of the nishtaker? He came up with it from a black and white machaber. A little earlier, again, we're in Siman Kuf Chet that deals with tashlumin. In Siman Saditet, the machaber says shasa yayin kedei revius al yispalo ad shi yosir yeno. And the Mishnah Berurah explains bidiyuk what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying. Achar mana hayasavur shahut achar v'achar kach nimshach lev lemishte v'shachach al hatfila v'nishtaker gam kein shogeg mikri. In other words, as long as you had a cheshbon. That was a logical cheshbon, even though that cheshbon brought to a state of expanded shichrus. In other words, that's still not considered to be an issue, and you could still have tashlum. And this is why we paskin. However, there is a dissenting opinion that I want to bring in, because the dissenting opinion, the Hor, brings everything back together. The dissenting opinion is that of the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer is not where we would hope to find it, in Orach Chaim, but rather it's in his Tshuvas on Choshen Mishpat in Siman Mem Beis, because in Choshen Mishpat we get to the world of Batei Orichoma, and Batei Orichoma is the source of the Aguda, and so the Chasam Sofer deals with the Aguda, and he says that the Aguda has a principle, that his principle is that we see from the Takana of Hillel that without his Takana, the mocher would have been stuck. We don't say onus biyom acharon is onus, but rather in the middle of the third line, havei lakdume nafshe betoch yuz beis chodesh. He should have paid earlier. U'mishim hachi afagad de besof asman onusu havei lekapasha. That's the shita of the aguda, that we don't say that having time and then forgetting at the end or not being able at the end is considered to be onus. We view that as pshia. And then he has a long arichus that I simply put in three dots, of proving why the Aguda is correct, why the Taz's rejection of the Aguda is not a good rejection, and the Magen Avraham's rejection is not a good rejection. He doesn't quote the rejection of Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Ksos. But in any case, he says, Hine lefi hochachas ha'aguda, tzrichim anu lomar shedivrei ha'nemuka Yosef ha'achronim hem emes, that mihu in the Nemuka Yosef, that the Beis Yosef rejected, and everyone followed him in rejecting it, he himself in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah, and the Aruch HaShulchan, v'chulei, no, that the Mihu is correct. The Vadei Shichacha Ones Hu, Kedivrei Harama Gabi Evan Sheshachach Gabi Cheiko. When you're dealing with a neutral situation, like putting an Evan on your chest, knowing it's there, that's totally mutter, right? However, if we're not dealing with a neutral situation, when the Torah gives us, or Chazal give us a mitzvah, we're expected to do it bizrizus, kamo gontfila, imkein kishemist atzel, besomech al atzmo, al hazman ha'acharon, shelo birshusu osezos, umemele, nenas b'shichach, ha'chachach, havei posheah. In other words, namely, that he takes the Nemuka Yosef in his Mihu as being the main Shita, and we distinguish between putting an eved on your chest or on your lap, and between pushing off davening. Pushing off davening is there's the yesh mitzvah bizrizus, and then he continues also ubishvu anami pshita sheyesh mitzvah bizrizus kiyum shvuaso umishem hachi kol shehit atzel b'tchivaso v'shachach b'sofo havei posheya. And this term hit atzel, where did he pick it up from? V'kach kosav hayam shel Shlomo. Namely, the Chasam Sofer took the Aguda and the Yad Shel Shlomo and built a shita. Shekol hayotze mizeh, kol mitzvah shebahakdamaso lehizdareis v'lasoso, whether we're talking about Erev Tavshilin, or whether we're talking about Tviva, or whether we're talking about Kiyum Haneder, v'hoda mit'atzel lomar adayin yesh lizman, u'lebesof shachach, hareze kemezid. It's like tfilaso b'pshia haya, u'betfila kaigavna halach l'maisa in lo tashlumen, and b'shvua kaigavna avar al shvuaso, etc. However, I'm not rejecting Rabbeinu Yonah. I'm not rejecting the Ramah. Kishelo haya lav shun mitzvah v'chol b'tfilaso l'haktim atzmo. If we're not dealing with a mitzvah, but simply that which a person has a right to do, he has a right to put an evan on his lap, he has a right to hold off making a macha'a, he still has time to make it. Kagon, miniach evan b'cheiko v'dayto alav l'shomro, v'ze ein shem yisr lasos ken, and afterwards he shocheyach. Then in achinami, that would be an onus. L'yom acharon, that would be considered to be an onus. Namely, to take all the cases of mitzvah, anything connected with a mitzvah, out of the realm, and that would be, there we paskin like the Aguda and the Yam Shel Shlomo. He uses the phrase that the Yam Shel Shlomo, his language, Dvar of Maskul Echech, he loved his lashon of the person who's not Tarit Lidvar Hashem, and viewed that as, you know, where it's as his rule. Okay, so one should be aware that in Achinami we have halacha, but, you know, the Chasam Sofer is very, very powerful. I just want to mention that I've been sort of trying to create a organic unit out of all of the areas, working in the direction of the Ktzos, that the Ktzos connected our Rabbeinu Yonah with the Nemukei Yosef in Baba Kama, that it's all one and the same. Ke'enza, the Chasam Sofer, broke it up into the world of mitzvah and the world of reshus, into, if you want, to the world of choshen mishpat and a world of Orach Chaim and Yeredeya. However, the Mishnah Brura actually breaks it up even further. If one looks at the Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Eruv Tavshilin, there the Mishnah Brura points out that someone who forgets has the right to be somech on the Gadol Hador, Gadol Ha'ir. He writes, Kol ze bepam harisha. Avol im beregel sheni shachach od pam, exactly the case of the samya, have kiposheya shenikar sheino chared l'devar mitzvah v'dina mavur b'sof hasif. That's he's called a posheya, and he's not yotzei with the erev tashlum. And now the language of the Mishnah Brewer clearly is being taken from the Yam Shel Shlomo. And in the Shaar HaTziyun he writes uvda dahu samya v'kasuvu ha'achronim hu adinim shachach machmas atzlus shelo machmas tirda. This is the Yam Shel Shlomo. That was the Mishnah Brewer. Generally, when it comes to Rishonim, quotes the names of the Rishonim and Achronim many times. He'll simply write Kosovo Achronim. To the best of my knowledge, the only Achron who writes this is the Yam Shel Shlomo. It's the Kosovo Achronim, who Adinim Shochach Machmas Atzlus. This is his language. Namely, that the same Mishnah Brewer who in the world of Tfila said that if you begin to drink and then you realize that you drank a little too much, you can still be Mispalo. And he said, if you began to do that which Chazal told you not to do, you went to the Sapar, you went to the Din Torah, you went to the Suda, and then, you know, you got stuck there, that you still have Tashlum, and that same Mishnah Berurah says, but not in the world of Erev Tavshila. Namely, that one could distinguish between situations even within Orach Chaim, again, based on Chazal, that in the world of Tashlum, and Chazal only used the word Ta'a, and give a certain latitude to the Rishonim to define Ta'a, Masha'en Kain in the world of Erev Tashilin, there you see from the stories within Chazal, what are their definitions of who is considered to be an Anus and can be Somech on the Erev Tashilin of the Gadol Ha'ir, namely that there's room to distinguish between a Shachach, a Shichach Stam, and a Shachach Machmas Atzlus. Okay. Still, I mean, even after everything we said, there are, of course, halachah l'maaseh questions as to where you draw lines. A very common, at least common, these things that I've seen or that people have come to me to ask about. Someone took a nap before mincha, intending to get up before mincha, but he didn't set an alarm clock, and he slept through mincha. Can he daven tashlum? In other words, even within, again, leaving aside the chasam sofer, even within the world of the Shulchan Aruch, Mishneh Berurah, Aruch HaShulchan, where we speak about the fact that a person who is atzel and then shachach at the very, very end, would the same apply to a world of sleep, or would it depend upon the person himself? In other words, should he have known how tired he was, what normally happens when he lies down? Does he always need an alarm clock? Anyway, these are unanswered questions, okay? What's fascinating is that within the world of Baba Basra, is at least according to the Ktzos, everything we discussed today comes out of Rabbeinu Yonah on Daf. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, next week, Rav Rosenzweig will give shiur on Wednesday morning. Mirtz Hashem on Baba Basra. At the moment, we have a time in Mar Makomos. We'll pass them out.
Do we know specifically that the Yom would apply that to
Tefillah? No, we don't know it specifically. The Chasam Sofer is the one who brings the Yamshel Shlomo as a makor for what the Chasam Sofer calls any time that there's a Zrisus of Mitzvah. It could very well be the Yamshel Shlomo would have said it only perhaps in Erev Tashim, Shafilin. But what the Chasam Sofer points out is that his language of being Charid with Dvar Hashem and being an Atzlan, L'chora, you know, what Chassam Sofer says makes a lot of sense to extend the Yamshel Shlomo also to the world of Tefillah.
That's what the Jewish word says, and that's a very practical thing. In terms of the second that you forget, is Jewish word assuming that somebody has the state of mind or memory, but very often what causes you to forget the first. The second time, the mindset is not necessarily.
You're 100% correct. The Mishneh Berurah and the Shahar HaTzion points out in Shochach Machmas Atzlus Afilu Pam Risho, namely even the first forgetting. That's what the Yamshel Shlomo points out. The case of the Samya was a second forgetting, and then he should have lechora been more careful. But he points out that if even in the first forgetting, we can say that this was due to Atzlus, namely he had the time, he could have done it, he just pushed it off. Then it's also, you can't be somech on the Erev Tashilin of the God of Ha'ir. Even the first one. That's a quote from the Yamshel Shlomo. They want to say, even the first time, if we'll say, Shochach Machmas Atzlus. And Shochach Machmas Atzlus means he could have done it, but didn't do it.
But if it's not that he was sitting around, but if he's running around and he forgets because he's
so we're saying that a person who was burnt once shouldn't be burnt a second time. In other words, we expect of an individual on the level of the Samya, in other words, not to be burnt a second time. But then the Ashur says, "Bein im," you know, it's whether he's a Turbin Mirabanan or whether he's an Amma Aretz. That, in other words, that human nature is that if you make a mistake once, you shouldn't make it a second time. So, okay, we should hear this, have only Simcha Chodesh Adar. If I could just ask you to daven, I have a very close relative. His name is Binyamin Ben Rachel Ita. He's currently in the hospital, and the doctors simply do not have a diagnosis, but they know that he has a virus. It may be a complication of corona, the situation is a serious situation. So it's Hayelet Binyamin Ben Rachel Ita. Thank you very much.